Health aid MOU. Zambia secures $30 million climate fund to protect smallholder farmers. And three queued as unfinished building collapses on church service in Ghana.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. The coalition of civil society organizations working on natural resource governance and public health advocacy has called on the government to halt the signing of the proposed Memorandum of Understanding on health aid with the United States until it is publicly disclosed and subjected to parliamentary oversight. Speaking on behalf of the coalition, Oxfam Country Focal Point Chitimbwa Chifunda said proceeding with the signing in its current form risks undermining the health sector, natural resource governance and principles of national sovereignty and integrity, especially as negotiations are expected to conclude on Wednesday, 1st April 2026. Ms. Chifunda has urged the government to immediately release the full draft MOU along with the bilateral compact to ensure transparency and accountability. She has emphasized that the country's health system and mineral resources are strategic national assets, stressing that decisions affecting these sectors must be transparent, accountable and firmly in the public and national interest. The coalition includes Oxfam, ActionAid, Publish What You Pay, Zambia Alliance for Women and Chapter One Foundation, among others.
Serious questions about severe imbalance between short-term health sector support in exchange for long-term U.S. government access to healthcare data and biological samples, including tax exemptions on procurements. The absence of public information on the bilateral compact on which the reported draft health MOU is conditioned raises the possibility of weakened regulatory environment, heightened environmental impacts of mining, and violation of human rights of host communities due to fast-track conditional agreements. Therefore, call on the government of Zambia to halt the signing of the proposed agreements without sufficient public scrutiny and wider stakeholder engagements and, more importantly, parliamentary oversight.
Zambia has secured over $30 million in climate finance aimed at shielding smallholder farmers for the impacts of climate change. The project, catalyzing the Climate Risk Protection Shield for Zambian smallholder farmers, includes $25 million in GCF grant financing and $5.26 million in co-financing from One Acre Fund Limited, and will provide climate risk protection, climate smart inputs and land restoration support to vulnerable farming communities nationwide. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Minister of Finance and National Planning Secretary, Permanent Secretary Prudence Kaoma, described the initiative as a decisive step in embedding climate resilience into Zambia's development agenda. She has emphasized that the project will provide farmers with predictable support in times of climate stress. Meanwhile, Zambia's ambassador to the Republic of Korea, Andrew Banda, said the initiative marked a significant milestone under the environmental sustainability pillar of the 8th National Development Plan. This is according to a statement issued by the First Secretary for Tourism at the Zambian Mission in the Republic of Korea, Zondi Chilembo. In other news, Patriotic Front Faction Chairperson for Legal Affairs, George Chisanga, has called on opposition political parties to unite and seize the moment by coming together under a common agenda. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Chisanga says this unity should not only involve the Tonse Alliance and the Patriotic Front, but should also extend to other opposition groupings such as the Citizens First and Socialist Party, among others. He explains that a united opposition is critical to salvaging the country from what he describes as a growing hardship among Zambians under the current administration. Mr. Chisanga adds that reducing the number of presidential candidates within the opposition would increase their chances of unseating the ruling party, as it would consolidate support and strengthen their position in future elections.
I think that we should still be able to seize the moment to get together as the opposition, not only as Tonse Alliance, not only as PA, but also including parties such as the Citizens First, Socialist Party, that we salvage or we save the Zambians from a misery that has been brought to bear on them by this elite government of the UPND. We need to speak together and reason together. We should try and work hard not to lose the opportunity to bring opposition under one umbrella and create a super opposition that then contends with one single candidate.
Now, the Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA, has called on the government to broaden its livestock export strategy by incorporating leather production and exports, citing the potential to significantly increase national revenue. In an interview, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuba said Zambia should not only focus on exporting live animals and meat products, but also prioritize value addition through the processing of hides and skins into leather. Mr. Chikuba has noted that leather products command high prices on the international market, particularly in countries with strong manufacturing industries. He has explained that by investing in local leather processing, Zambia could tap into global demand while creating jobs and boosting industrial growth within the country.
Leather is of great potential as a byproduct of the livestock sector. But if you look at what we do with our leather, we produce our leather, we sell it as a raw commodity, and there are very few value addition facilities that we have in Zambia. But yet we end up importing shoes. That is not correct.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia has expressed concern that despite Zambia's economy showing signs of improvement since May 2025, many citizens have yet to benefit from these gains. Mr. Dodia has told Hot FM Business News that the kwacha has strengthened significantly, appreciating from around 28 kwacha per US dollar in May 2025 to about 19 kwacha per US dollar as of March 2026. He has noted that although the currency has gained approximately 33% over the past 10 months, the positive impact has not been felt by ordinary Zambians. Mr. Dodia said the prices of most goods on the market remain high and beyond the reach of many citizens.
The economy of Zambia has been moving on a positive trajectory as we've seen the kwacha gaining strength from May 2025 when it was 28 kwacha to a dollar to now in March 2026 where we are below 20 kwacha to a dollar, about 19 kwacha to a dollar. That's an increase of 33% in terms of value. We were looking forward to seeing an economy prospering, but the Zambian people have not benefited from the strength of the kwacha in terms of the cost of locally produced products such as mealie meal, sugar, meat, rice, vegetables and so forth, which our Zambian people consume.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
To Ghana, three people, two women and a man, have been confirmed dead after a three-story building that was being used as a church collapsed on worshippers in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, on Sunday. Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak said 20 others, most of them women and children, had been rescued and were being treated in various hospitals. Emergency teams worked through the night under floodlights searching for victims inside the structure's remains. The BBC has more on other stories.
President Trump has continued to give mixed messages on Iran, saying a deal on ending the war might be reached soon, but also suggesting the US could seize a key oil terminal. Thousands of US Marines are now in the Middle East, with special forces and paratroopers on the way. The Israeli military says it's been carrying out new waves of attacks across Tehran. Earlier, there were reports of widespread power cuts in the Iranian capital and in the nearby city of Karaj. Indonesia has confirmed that one of its peacekeepers was killed in Lebanon on Sunday. The foreign ministry said the soldier, who had been serving as part of a United Nations force, had been hit by indirect artillery fire. The UN said it didn't know where the attack came from. A Russian tanker carrying hundreds of thousands of barrels of crude oil is expected to dock in Cuba this week after President Trump told journalists he had no problem with Russia sending fuel to the island.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Finally, in sports, the Chipolo Polo boys last night stepped up their preparations for the historic clash against world champions Argentina with a high-intensity training session at the Complejo Pedro Pompilio in Buenos Aires, the training base of Boca Juniors. The players showed plenty of industry and food.